Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jay Papazan. Jay Papazan is his name. I say it correctly this time. He is the co-author, along with Gary Keller, of the book, The One Thing, The Surprising Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's all about focusing, deciding what it is today that's the one thing that you need to make sure you get done. What of all other things, if everything else has to be subordinated to something that you didn't know was going to happen, what's the one thing you'd say no to everything else for? Jay, how did I do on that? Is that a pretty good way of describing the one thing?
Yeah, the way we phrase the question is kind of like the heart of the book is the tool. You ask the question, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary?
Yeah.
You're looking for the biggest lever in your business.
But
for
also,
most small businesses, it's people or lead generation.
Right. That's exactly right. But also, it's got to be the thing that, you know, you walk in with five things on your mind and somebody says, I need you to help me do this. You say, okay, well, there goes number five. I need you to help me this. Okay, well, I guess I'll let number four go. But there's got to be one thing that you say, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I have to work on this thing.
Well, you know, that's now you're into the thieves. We described
yep.
the four things to get you off track. And the first one is inability to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough. These are your employees. Sometimes they're your customers. And you don't feel like you have the right to say no. And so what we advocate is getting really clear about what you're saying yes to. And then so you can have this conversation a little easier, especially with your own employees, but also get creative. I mean, the number one thing I teach people, because we have a small business, frankly, our business, we have 180 employees, so we're just a medium-sized business.
Mm-hmm.
But the CEO walks by and gets my assistant and says, can you go get this for me? The inclination is to drop everything right then and go make the CEO happy. And I just say, the first thing you ask is, when would you like it? And 9 times out of 10, it's not urgent. If you can set an expectation, if I get that by Tuesday at 3, will that
mm-hmm.
work for you?
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, absolutely. They just want to dump their problem at someone else's feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, FAQs.
And isn't that important?
Yeah.
Isn't it important for an owner or a manager to help their own people out by not saying they want something? And, I mean, you need to give them a timeline, because otherwise they'll throw everything else over to get that for you when it wasn't necessary.
We're the biggest perpetrators of this because
yeah.
we have the power to make everyone vibrate at our frequency.
Right.
And when we abuse it, nobody gets their work done.
And it's usually unintentional.
Yes. It's just about our urgency to get things done, which is innate in the entrepreneur, right?
Right?
We're going to get
right.
it done.
Fear of inability to say no. Also, the second one is one that I love because you call it the fear of chaos. If you can't get comfortable with chaos, you can't be in a small business.
Not for very long. I describe it like when you're doing your one thing and you're really at it. Like we go down for 6 hours a day when we're writing, and it's really stressful because it's like being in a submersible in one
right.
of those movies. You keep
yeah.
going deeper and deeper, and you hear the cracks and the water seeping in. And you're absolutely sure the world is about to implode if you stay in your one thing any longer. And the reality is, because you're doing your one thing, that other stuff doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who can handle it, or it can wait. You can apologize. I mean, that's like, mm-hmm. do first, apologize later is a great mantra sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I call it ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But it's a real stressor. I think if you're people-oriented, the number one handicap is the inability to say no. And if you're task-oriented, this fear of chaos can be really bad because your to-do list can get incredibly long. And your inclination is to do all the short stuff
right.
and make it shorter instead of the most important stuff.
Well, one of the things that I've learned is that if you can get this one thing, this one goal, the one most important thing done today, if you do that enough days, the chaos starts to go away.
Oh, man, does it. I compare it to when I ran a marathon. You're just making a little progress every day.
Yep.
When I ran the marathon in 97, to quit smoking, ironically, I'd never run them more than 3 days, 3 miles. And, you know, you run 1 mile, 1 mile, 2 miles. I looked up like 6 weeks into it, and my roommate said, how far did you run today? And I said, 14 miles. And I was running out the door to date my future wife. And he goes, do you realize you just ran a half marathon? And I was like, no. And it's just those incremental progress, yeah, you know, that creates, yeah, a bigger curve than you imagine just by doing it day in and day out.
And that led you to number three, right? Poor health habits.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Poor health habits. The first thing that people, entrepreneurs, neglect is their health. And it's really sad because they don't get enough sleep. They're not exercising.
I don't get enough exercise.
It can be really tough because if you're really trying to achieve something extraordinary,
yep,
you need it. You need it. At 5 o'clock when everybody mm-hmm. else is honking, you need that extra 30 minutes of focus. So my wife and I mean, I'm up early here in Austin. We get up at 5:30 and have a trainer come to our house.
I don't know how you run a small business without having an abundance of energy.
I don't either.
I don't know how you do it. And whatever it takes, folks, whatever that has. I was fortunate enough to be born with more than my share. But, all right, let's move down to the next one, the fourth one, before we wrap up.
Okay. The environment doesn't support your goals. This is kind of a killer, and a lot of times it's sneaky. If you're an entrepreneur, you can create your work environment. And so sometimes the people that are in your life that are going to sabotage you, they're not going to buy into your goals. They're not going to support your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to feel kind of embarrassed about prioritizing the things you're prioritizing.
You got to make sure the environment works, folks. Jay, I need that website one more time.
TheOneThing.com with the number one.
All right. And Jay, come back next time. Let's talk about the six lies about success. How about that?
That would be fabulous.
Jay Papazian, ladies and gentlemen, The One Thing. That's his book. Check it out quickly. You'll like it a lot. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.